Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a sign of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number 9, let the lies be line with a death wish. Right, didn't have no name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
You know, some legends get passed down through history, word of mouth. One generation feeds it to the other. You never know the origins of it. You just know it's accepted fact. I want to know the origins of Spencer Arrigetti is going to be our savior. Where did that come from? Because that person needs to be held to account. The thought that the inexperienced pitcher who, even before this year, was hit or miss, and you chalked it up to he's young, he's learning, but he's got potential, he's got the stuff. The assumption that he was just going to come in and be your number three, and your rotation was going to be, as the kids say, tough, but you spell it with two Fs, T-U-F-F, and be like, you know what? We got our guy, and we're locked down now, set for the playoffs. It's something that needs to be investigated. I don't know where it came from. I'm just a person who remembers Spencer Arrigetti from last year, and he had a good month. But for the most part, you never kind of knew what you were going to get. And that was something we saw early in the season before he got hurt. He had a good start, and then he had a bad start. He comes back, and for the most part, he has not been good. He was bad really throughout. He got away with loading the bases with no outs. He found a way to get out of that because he induced a double play. Great. And then he blew up. Hard hit baseballs, extra base hits, and all of a sudden you look up and you're down 5-0. And it just got worse from there for him. Well, mostly the rest of the Astros, because he was pretty much done. They lose. They get shut out again. That's now, what, 3 shutouts in the last 4? They have the one weird win against the Orioles in the mix. But other than that, they've been playing bad baseball, really bad baseball, not competitive baseball. And, of course, the saving grace is the Mariners are going through a rough stretch after they had played really well. The Orioles and Mets have done the Astros some favors, and now the Phillies took it to the Mariners in the first game of that series. So the Mariners are certainly scuffling. But as far as the team in town, I was thinking about them. They have the look, and of course, things can change. Well, tonight you got Hunter Brown on the mound. Of course, Tarik Skubal's on the other side, so that ain't great for a team who's having trouble scoring runs. But you know, they flipped the script and they win for five out of their next 6, and you're gonna feel better. But the point is still this. Over the stretch of let's say a short series like they had to go through last year against the Tigers, this lineup, as different as it is, could disappear. And you could walk away, your season's over in 2 games because you can't depend on them right now. Despite all the acquisitions, Correa and Sanchez is struggling, and the expectation now that Jordan is going to be in Corpus trying to find his swing and hopefully can get through a rehab assignment without re-aggravating anything. This lineup feels like one that even if they went into the playoffs hot, they closed out the season strong, they could go disappear for a couple games, let's say if they are playing in the wild card round, and the season's over. We saw it last year. at the hands of this Tigers team that they're facing today. Look, it's not just reacting to the moment, these last four games or so. It's kind of what they've been all year. They have their issues, and then they'll go against the Dodgers and the Cubs and the Phillies and take those three National League contenders apart. And then you get the other side of it. The extremes are too extreme for me. Simply put, I can't trust the Astros. I can trust them to probably win this division because the Mariners are going to help in that cause. And I'm sure they'll have a good run here between now and the end of the year. And they'll win the division. I still have my belief in that, just like I have my belief in getting random calls from people I don't know, if you heard that. But as far as the team itself, they've stripped me of my belief of them winning anything this year of consequence. Mostly because I can't trust them. I believe they have enough on the roster to get it done, particularly when their top two pitchers are going good and the lineup is going good as well. But I can't even trust Fromber right now. Fromber, who seems to have one foot out the door if we just go by his comments. It may not be the case, but his comments suggest all the things you keep, as they say, under your hat while you're trying to be the good teammate. That's happening a little less frequently when it comes to Fromber Valdez, and the pitching performances have fluctuated a little bit in the back half of the season as well. So you get beat down so much so that the only positive is we can joke about Chaz McCormick going out there and throwing another scoreless inning. We are in deep into August in a tight pennant chase. I don't want to talk about Chaz McCormick pitching well. I'll say it again. I don't want to talk about Chaz McCormick pitching well. It's ridiculous. But that's the one takeaway from the last week or so. Look, Chaz is out there, and the jokes about him being the best reliever, I'll let them they can slide for another day.
But the next time he pitches?
I don't want to hear it. I don't want because it's comedy now. If Chaz McCormick makes like four appearances over the course of 12 days, that's ridiculous. It should not be funny anymore. I get it. We laugh so we don't cry. I wouldn't cry about Astros baseball in the regular season anyway, but I don't want to see any more tweets about how good Chaz is in comparison to everyone else. I don't need to see is Chaz a guy we can go to in high leverage situations? None of it. The jokes are cool now because you still have the game and a half lead. If it flips because the Mariners get going a little bit, I don't think we'll be laughing. Yeah. I still want an answer though. 713-780-3776. What are the origins of the Spencer Arrighetti thing? We talked about it before. I don't understand it. There's nothing in his past that says we should have been counting on this guy. And I'm not even blaming him. I mean, it was tough watching him blow up yesterday.
You can blame him.
I'm not blaming him for the hype around him because he did nothing to deserve it. I'm not blaming him for the hype. That was created by whoever, which is it's likely Astros, media.
Yeah, the Astros hope machine.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's all the hope trafficking that Spencer Arrighetti would come back from a long layoff and be nails. He's never been that. That's not part of his Astros short – albeit short legacy. He doesn't have that in his background, but we were just expecting him to be, Spencer Arrighetti comes in. He's just going to go six strong. Give up a couple runs, but we're going to love what we see. Have we loved what we've seen? Have we? No one's ever going to be able to answer because one's going to take credit for it.
Makes the games a lot shorter for me.
Yeah, you can tune out pretty quickly.
If you're going to have a bad week, Astros, make it.
This bad.
Yeah. Like
I don't need
an hour every game.
I don't need 5-4 losses. If you're going to lose big.
10-0. All right, cool.
If I sense another shutout coming, fine. Yeah. That's easy for me. I can go
5-0. I was like, all right, later.
I'm out. There's not a lot to watch, but I'll find something.
Yeah.
I'll watch a BritBox show.
I wish I would have saved a couple episodes of the SEC show for
that's
tonight.
You. I got Professor T off of BritBox.
Wait, you still haven't started that?
I'm never starting that show. You've already told me it doesn't even feature the glamour teams anyway. So why would I watch that?
Because it's the depth of the league is what makes it great.
Yeah, I've heard that commentary before. I don't care about it. Didn't care about it then. Don't care about it now, how deep the SEC is.
Jeff Levy, whatever his name is.
It's Jeff.
Jeff Levy. Turn things around down in Starksville.
Stark.
Whatever.
There's not an S there. Exactly. So why are you talking about what's going on with the Bulldogs
and
Starkville?
Even the SEC documentary was a little bit of like, who cares about this
guy? Yeah, we don't get Georgia. We don't get Florida. What are we doing here?
They get like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Speaking of Florida, DJ Lagway's taking snaps in fall practice. There is some college football news we'll get to later because it happened yesterday, but quarterback news has been made as far as guys winning jobs. Notre Dame still hasn't named their starter. But one of their ex-quarterbacks has been named the starter. So we'll get into that a little bit later as we are approaching week zero. We actually have a ranked matchup coming up. It'll be in Ireland, so you can take it seriously or not. But, I mean,
I'll take it somewhat.
But it's in Ireland, so how seriously can you take it? You know,
It matters.
It matters in the Big 12.
When Florida State lost in Ireland last year,
funny.
It mattered. It mattered.
It turned out it didn't matter because they go 2-10.
Nah, it mattered. If they went 3-9, it would be less funny. 2-10 is hilarious.
I don't know. I enjoyed a lot of what happened to them last year. But as far as consequential stuff across the actual college football landscape, it turned out it didn't matter that much.
No.
But it was funny for people who like that sort of thing. And I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
Watching Georgia Tech.
Two Big 12 hopefuls.
I thought it was funny. And then Georgia Tech did the same
thing.
Yeah,
then you're like, oh,
yeah, it's not
turn.
So funny. No. Didn't Miami apparently. Didn't learn the lesson.
Turns out whether it's in Atlanta or in Dublin.
It's actually worse because Miami is supposed to be a good team. It turns out Florida State stunk. So them losing to Georgia Tech, not a big deal. Miami doing it with all they had riding on
big
it.
Big deal.
Big effing deal.
It turned out.
We'll see how things play out this year as a quarterback who played Georgia Tech quite a bit is now the starter at Miami. And that's part of Notre Dame's problem. We talk about experience. Going down to a top 10 team on the road without having your starter named 2 weeks before the game, less than 2 weeks before the game now, that seems like not an ideal situation.
Gamesmanship. Can't let Mario know it's coming.
Yeah, because like Mario can't be deceived easily. We need to hold off on who the quarterback is. But going by what Notre Dame people are saying, it's not gamesmanship.
Oh, it's not because both quarterbacks are so good.
No. There are some real questions there. We'll see. They got Jeremiah Love in a good offensive line. They'll just run the ball and see if that can be stopped. We'll get more into that later. But as far as the Astros are concerned, Yordan and Corpus, hopefully that'll turn out to be good news. Nothing about the guys actually playing every day that we care about has been good over the last week or so. So they have their best pitcher going today. Unfortunately, so do the Tigers. It'll be one of those premier matchups. Brown versus Skubal. Skubal had his way with the Astros in the last consequential game, really, that the Astros were a part of. I mean, I'm sure there was a game two, but game one in that wild card round was not great. We'll see if they can kind of turn the tables because they need it. Unless the Phillies keep taking apart the Mariners, which would be nice too. So if you want to join the show, you can. 713-780-3776. We've got quarterback news in the NFL as well. We know who a division rival starting quarterback will be. You can think it's a positive or a negative. I don't really think it matters considering the quality of the two quarterbacks, but we'll get into that. The Colts have made their decision. Lot to get to as we're just getting started. Cam Whitmore spoke about his trade away from the Rockets, and he has some thoughts on Kevin Durant being a Rocket and what his future holds, and even the matchup with the Rockets that he'll have two chances to get some revenge. So we'll talk about that a little bit as well. Sean and I, till noon, you should join us. We will be back.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Kane is in the building.
This is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
We'll talk about the division rival who named a starting quarterback. We'll get into the Texans because guys are returning to practice. But first, let's get to Pena. Pena wants to talk. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Bill? So you were talking. You and Sean were just talking about if the Astros get blown out, y'all gonna go watch something. I got something for y'all to watch. I watched it over this weekend. It's called Toward the Pharmacy. I don't know if you watched it. If you have, give me your review on it. Thank you. Have a great day.
I have not watched Toward the Pharmacy. Is that what he said?
I think that's what he said. Yeah,
it's a film about the Tour de France. And it's kind of a comedy. I have not seen it. It's got a Sandberg, so you can expect a comedy there. It's a mockumentary about the Tour de France. I imagine there'll be talk of steroids and other things in it, considering the title. It is on...
Considering cycling
as a whole, yes. Lance Armstrong's in it, which is interesting that he's in a movie about that thing, considering what he is accused of. John Cena's in it. Of course, he's never done, I think, a serious thing ever.
So. Oh, I thought you were going to say pharmacies.
No, I wasn't going to say that. Not going to accuse the guy who looks unnatural of being unnatural, because I don't have any evidence. But he's in it. Orlando Bloom is in it. Jeff Goldblum's in it. So a lot of people who have done funny things. So not Orlando Bloom so much, but apparently he's pretty funny in that new Prime movie that John has seen. It's him, Bryce Dallas Howard. They're playing, what are they playing? They're improv people who have been recruited to go undercover. It's on Prime. Apparently got good reviews. I forgot the name of it. But no, I haven't seen it. I guess I could take a look at it, but it probably will be lower on the list. I'm not a big Sandberg fan. If I see his name in something, I'm like, I got to be convinced. Although... the reviews, Rotten Tomatoes at 90%.
Not a big hot rod guy?
Nah. I see Sandberg and I'm pretty much out. I don't know what it is. It's nothing about him. It has to be something about him. I just can't put my finger on it. I was going to be like, there's nothing about him. Obviously, there's something about him.
Yeah, but it's nothing personal.
It's nothing personal. I just see his name. And like, there's some people who I see, I'm going to give it a shot no matter what.
Yeah, it's just
there are other people I see.
Flavor. Not for me.
Not for me. It's not for me. It's not even a rip on his talent. Clearly been a very successful comedic actor for a long time. He's just not for me. That's kind of where Will Ferrell is. Although his more recent things over the last 15 years or so probably don't hit the way the early stuff does. But he's Will Ferrell, Andy Samberg. I see those names and I'm like, you know what? I'll watch something else. Adam Sandler at this point as well. When's the last time Adam Sandler produced anything in far as his comedic stuff?
I was going to say, it's funny because the comedic stuff I'm less likely to be interested in than...
You tell me he's in a serious thing where it isn't just him and his buddies.
Honestly, if you tell me he's in a sports thing, chances are I'll like it, given Hustle and Uncut Gems.
Yeah,
if he's in a serious sports movie,
give me something where he's not producer, director... all those things, if he is just simply playing a role because it's someone else's idea and you can't identify all his buddies that were in all his other stuff from a trailer, then I'm probably more likely to watch it than anything that appears because of his Netflix deal. If it's part of his Netflix deal, forget about it. There's no chance.
But Hustle is good. So,
Did he have a lot of familiar faces, or was it?
No. There were familiar faces, but it was Anthony Edwards and Willie Hernan Gomez.
Yes, actual basketball players.
Those are the familiar faces.
Yeah, you didn't see, I don't know if we saw like a bunch.
No, I don't think Rob Schneider was in that one.
No, see.
I don't think Kevin Nealon was in that.
His best friends aren't in it. Yeah, so I'll watch it. If you tell me that, I'll give it a shot. But if it's the crew together hanging out someplace and having a good time.
Grown Ups 5.
And they happen to do a movie at the same time. Nah, forget about it. No chance. All right, let's get to Eric. I don't know. Maybe the conversation got him to request or at least recommend something, or maybe it's about something completely different. What's up, Eric?
Hey, dog. Great show. Yeah, I went to Lance McCullers Jr. coming back. Maybe he could save the season. And what would you rather watch right now? Astros baseball or Ice Cube's War of the Worlds? I'll hang up the list.
Well, first to the Lance McCullers things. He is back. Whether he's going to save the season? I'm leaning no, but because you know why? Because one man just can't save the season. has to be an entire team effort.
Can he swing a bat? They haven't scored in two games.
No. Well, I guess he can. Can he be productive doing it? That's the question. So he tossed 80 pitches in his last rehab start. Lance McCullers is on his way back. Whatever. As far as your other thing, would I rather watch an Astros baseball game or Ice Cube's War of the Worlds? Well, the Astros are part of my job, so I always lean that. But if would I rather? The curiosity of how bad it is at this point probably rivals how bad the Astros are.
Oh, you still haven't seen it?
No. Oh, I think. But as far as
I was thinking about rewatch,
not rewatch, rewatch. That's a question for you.
Well, at least it's shorter. Well,
the Astros when they get blown out.
That is true. Yeah,
you
that
just
is,
talk.
It's like 45.
So the
minutes.
Question for me is, would I watch as opposed to the Astros game tonight? No, you got Brown and Scooble. I will give that a try. I expect that to be a close ball game. Hopefully, the Astros
They'll
come out on top.
Also, be fast.
Yeah, but for you, would you watch, or excuse me, a rewatch of War of the Worlds over random Astros game next week? Right now, just think about it.
Yeah, I think so.
You'd rather watch War of the Worlds.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how far the Astros.
Or I was thinking more like, would I rather watch the Orioles series or
rewatch the
Worlds?
Would you rather watch rewatch the Orioles series, not the entire series? But the moments where the Orioles put the game away.
The condensed game.
Yeah, would you rather... Oh, there it is. Would you rather watch the YouTube condensed game brought to you by MLB that combined is probably about 40 minutes or so?
Yeah.
Or would you rather watch the entirety of War of the Worlds?
I think War of the Worlds.
So, interesting. So it was a three game...
Also, just in general, like on a Friday night, Saturday afternoon or night, I'd rather watch a TV show than...
Understood.
This stuff.
Understood. What about on a Wednesday night? 45 minutes of the Orioles series or War of the Worlds. I get if you're going to lean War of the Worlds. Understood.
Yeah. I mean, Cowboys doc comes out or came out today at 8 a.m. Haven't been able to watch it. Thank you, Netflix, for having come out.
It's a weird time to drop a documentary or anything that you're putting out. Why at 8 a.m.?
I was also wondering like when Alien Earth comes out, because I was like, it doesn't come out at night. Or like, because it said it comes out today, but I was like, is it midnight or is it at night or when can I expect this thing? Still unclear, but 8 a.m. definitely isn't the right answer for when to drop things.
And there are some things I refuse to watch during the day, like Alien Earth.
Oh yeah, have to watch that tonight.
Yeah, I'm not, and I'm certainly
anything
not,
any alien movie you have to watch.
And I'm certainly not watching it in the morning. Like, my schedule's a little different because I got to get up earlier, so maybe I will watch something during the day that I wouldn't normally, but I'm not watching anything at 8 a.m. that I care about.
Yeah, that's like at 2 p.m. you're watching something.
Yeah, I'm not watching anything I care about at 8 a.m. What's that? That means it's not that important to me if I'm watching it. That's
Alien Earth tonight at
7. Oh,
tonight at 7.
Sources say.
So our source, Michael Carroll.
7 Central?
7 Central.
7, okay, Central. 7 Central. We've got word. Okay. If you are... Looking
Mr.
Forward.
Worldwide, MC, didn't give us in Central Time.
From the 713.
You heard him, 713. Speaking of that, that was the big thing people noticed when it comes to Billy Wagner being his number being retired. His number was retired right after Craig Biggio's number was retired. So in sequence, it's 713 up there. People are like, oh, look at that.
So they do that chronologically, right? Like, they're up there chronologically?
Yeah, by when their number was
Yeah,
retired.
By when it's retired.
Yeah. It just so happens that 7, then 13. You get yourself your 713. It wasn't planned. It's just how it worked out.
So now they can retire Lance Berkman's number. Now they get the,
now that
just
713
holding
is
off.
Up there.
They're just holding
Yeah, 717 doesn't hit the same.
Yeah, can we get Bregman and
Bregman
at 81 so we get 281 representation?
We got to have someone put on the 81, I guess, then. Won't. Well, the number 2 is going to be given to someone. If someone wants it, it's not going to be.
Probably, because I assume they gave 13 out in the last 20 years.
Yes, I imagine they did. So, yeah, 2 will go to someone at some point.
Now, I mean, 1 went to Brendan Rodgers this year, and then they traded for
Correa
back.
An 81's unlikely. You need a 2,
an 81
eight.
That you're good.
You need an 8,
yeah,
and then a 1.
Christian Walker.
Well, good luck.
And then Carlos Correa.
Well, Carlos Correa, yeah. He finishes out his career here. He's probably going to get his number retired.
Probably before Christian Walker.
Yeah, likely, I would say. So we're still looking for that eight. I don't think it's happening, unfortunately. All right, we'll go to break with that. We'll talk Texans when we come back. We'll hear from – I don't know if we didn't get to everything C.J. Stroud talked about after the game. So we'll hear from him. We'll also hear from a fan of baseball, an Australian girl, who has some not-so-kind words for Ohtani. She didn't really crush him, per se. She just pointed out that maybe he's not such a good guy. Nothing to do with the gambling, nothing to do with ripping off real estate agents or whatever the hell he's in for now. She just had an interaction with him and didn't particularly like the way he acted. So we'll hear from her. Plenty to get to. We'll talk some college football. Probably we'll get to that in the second hour. Sean and I will take you to noon. We'll be back.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Del Olalea.
I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies feline with a death wish. Be right, didn't have no name on it.
So yesterday we talked about a player who sat out an entire year and then signed a deal. Xavien Howard didn't play a down last year. Signs with the Colts at 32 years old. He'll be part of their secondary. We talked about the Colts earlier in the show, in that last segment. So let me ask you this, Sean. Well, Sean's sneezing.
I'm ready.
Yeah, okay, you're ready now.
I'm ready.
Okay, if you sit out two full seasons,
okay,
and then announce your retirement, should you have to announce your retirement if you sat out the last two seasons? And I bring this up because that's what John Wall did.
Mm.
John Wall, who hadn't played since 22-23, so he didn't play in 23-24, didn't play in 24-25.
Wow. Time flies.
Announced his retirement. Former Rocket John Wall.
Yeah, I was going to say. Number retired?
Speaking, unlikely. What was his number for the Rockets? Do you even remember?
One?
Nope. Well, actually, maybe you're right. Now I look at it. Yes, he did wear the number one. He wore two in a couple different locations.
Can't believe they gave out
Trace McGrady's number to John Wall.
Yeah, it's some carpetbagger.
It's insulting.
John Wall.
Carpetbagger. Now it's Amen Thompson.
He was never a real Rocket.
Right.
Was there a question? About do you
have to announce
retirement?
If you sit out two full seasons, don't we all just believe you're retired?
I feel like the NBA gets to announce your retirement, not you.
At this point. Like, because you file
the NBA literally tells you you're retired.
Well, I guess he has to file the paperwork. I mean, maybe there's some pension stuff that's part of the deal. But as far as announcing it yourself, John Wall, we all just assumed. I don't think it was necessary for that announcement to be made. Like, what for? Who was even looking for John Wall?
I mean,
No one.
The Clippers who had him last, right? Unless I'm forgetting someone.
The Clippers
who had him last, like, just stop playing him. Like, they're just like, we can't do it with this guy.
So he
bring us Russell Westbrook, please.
You know, you get the Wizards acknowledging it because he had certainly his best years in acknowledging it. And they're doing some of the social media stuff where they're tweeting about all his time there, which cool.
Yeah.
Understood.
Him doing the John Wall.
The Dougie, was it?
Yeah.
But I don't know that anyone else. I guess I'll look at the Rockets account and see if they are acknowledging John Wall.
He
sat out a full year until they bought him out.
I don't think they should.
John Wall, his socials have put out that he's out. Cool. John Wall was a really good player for, you know, 5-6 years until injuries took their toll.
Yeah,
the fastest with the ball you've ever seen before John Morant, maybe. Anyone faster with the basketball?
It's like him, Westbrook, D. Rose, which they all came around
the same
like 3-year time span. They're all like just on, I don't know, double X speed. It felt like when you were watching them play, that it was insane. Obviously, two of those guys, or really just Rose, got, you know, kind of hampered by injuries to where he's a what if. Yeah, John Wall, but it was like a little bit later. It was like the end of his career got hampered.
He was 28 years old when the injuries he was actually 26 years old, coming off an all-star season, top 10 MVP, 78 games played, and then he never played more than 41 in the season. So he was in the middle of his prime when this happened. His trajectory would say he had 5 to 6 years left of being a top player, if not more. You know, his speed probably would have diminished a little bit just with age. So he was in the middle of what could have been a great career. And that being said, he was, a four-time all-star? I think he was crushed by injuries too. Not to the level of Derrick Rose, because Derrick Rose, I don't even think, reached the level of success that John Wall did as an individual player. Of course, Derrick Rose got to an Eastern Conference Finals and won the MVP early in his career. So maybe you give that to Derrick Rose. So, yeah, John Wall, done as a player.
We can take a second, actually 7 seconds, to remember John Wall's time with the Rockets as he remembered his time with the Rockets.
You got traded to the Rockets. Talk about the Rockets experience.
Trash.
I know.
Beyond trash.
Well, when you sit out a season, now he came in the middle of a transition because Steven Silas was taking over.
He was traded for Russell Westbrook.
Yes. When Russell Westbrook and James Harden decided being a Rocket wasn't for them anymore. So he came in that trade. Do we remember the wow lineups that people got excited about for about five to ten games? It was him, Oladipo, and what's his name?
Christian Wood.
But what was the...
Trash.
What was the experience like again with the Rockets?
Trash.
Yeah, I mean, I think people who rooted for the Rockets...
Beyond trash.
Who root for the Rockets felt the same way. It was trash.
I mean, he was on the court for when they lost 20 games in a row. Like, I think he took the last shot of, like, several games.
Of course he did.
To lose. Of course he did. There's one where, like, the play was obviously not drawn up for him.
And he decided anyway. Yeah, John Wall, you think for the 40 games he played for the Rockets, you go 20.6 points per game. Oh, that's not bad for a guy who suffered all those injuries. He shot just under 40%, or just under 41% from the field. Not great.
Jalen Green numbers.
Less than, actually. Jalen Green never shot 40.4% for the Rockets.
He was like 43.
Yeah, he was never a three-point shooter. John Wall did under 32%. Yeah, it was trash all around. No one was excited about it. Super trash.
Beyond trash.
Now he can retire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure. Now the question is, we know the Rockets aren't retiring his number. Will the Wizards do it?
I mean, if you're the Wizards, whose jersey are you going to retire if you're not going to retire John
Wall?
But
it does highlight the incredible, as he says, trash that the Wizards have been. That John Wall, who was good for them, really good for them, from the ages 20 to 26 before the injuries took their toll, is the guy that they're going to go, you know what? Yeah, let's get that two up into the rafters. It doesn't speak well of the franchise for the last 30 years.
Hey, I get you. I just think it will get retired. People love him there.
It probably
will. He is kind of their D Rose, where like they and maybe what, not to
the,
that
what,
same
the what could have been.
Yeah, well, not even what could have been. Just like when he played, there people effing love John Wall.
He and Bradley Beal were when they were right were. A really good duo and really good, maybe strong. Good duo.
They're a good duo.
They were never going to win anything.
No. Even in the Eastern Conference, the closest they got was losing a game seven
to the Celtics when Kelly Olynyk did what he did.
Kelly Olynyk sent him packing in the second round.
John Wall was young and up and coming, but the Heat had the Heatles or the Big Three, whatever you want to call them, when he was just getting started. And of course, as he got older, LeBron was still in the conference because he was a Cav, so they were never going to actually win anything. They were in that tier below, like the Hawks and the Raptors.
Yes, because they literally lost a series to the Hawks. Yeah, so.
they were
below the Hawks.
So while they were clearly never a challenger to LeBron's teams.
No,
they also weren't a challenger to the teams who weren't challengers to LeBron's teams.
Hawks series. I think it was 2014 or 15. It was all right. You know, they gave a respectable effort. I think they got hurt a little bit. But yeah, no, I mean, this is just, I'm grading on the Washington Wizards curve.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of
they can't the retire stuff. Gilbert Arenas' jersey for reasons.
For reasons, yes. For reasons, yes.
John Wall, yeah, sure. Put it up there. Bradley Beal,
No. That one.
You played longer.
It's true, but if no.
More available.
Nah.
Untradeable.
Imagine that. More available. Bradley Beal, of all people. He was at one point more available.
Yeah. No, I mean.
It's tough.
The Wizards haven't, as a franchise, they haven't won 50 games since like the 70s. Just they haven't had a 50-win season.
They've had the likes of Juwan Howard and Chris Webber.
Gilbert Arenas.
Gilbert Arenas.
John Wall and Bradley Beal.
Never could get it done.
Then Michael Jordan.
That is true. That is true.
Why is that not brought up in the GOAT debate?
That he couldn't lift the Wizards?
To 50 wins.
Probably because he was like 40. That's probably the reason why. Oh, LeBron. LeBron could do it.
There we go.
Yeah. That would be the argument.
There we go. 713-780.
Nope.
Jordan or LeBron.
Nope. This is all just us laughing.
Oh, John Wall or Darren Williams. Who is better all time?
John Wall or Derrick Rose. This was all just supposed to acknowledge that John Wall has retired 2 years after he had not played a basketball game.
John Wall's like, thanks, guys, for the tribute. It started off nice, and then, you know.
Did it? I asked the question, should his retirement even be announced, considering he had not played for Tuesday? It didn't start off nice.
We got to some compliments there in the middle.
And then we realized, for the Wizards. So, there it is.
I think his jersey should get retired.
It probably does go up. Considering all he meant for
gotta sell some tickets John one Wall night of the year.
John Wall night, yeah. For the
make it against the Rockets. It'll be a star stud. It'll be an emotional night.
Cam Whitmore will be there.
Cam Whitmore, Durant back into the hometown team that he's spurned every step of his career.
You mean the place that had been speculated to get him every time he would have been available because he's from the area.
Yeah, because
like, what?
LeBron ruined it for everyone.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, I guess I have to at least think about going back home.
Pay lip service to the thought of actually playing for this disaster of a franchise. Didn't happen for the Wizards.
No, but I mean, hey, the schedule's already out. Believe it or not, wasn't on any of the featured tweets about like, the Rockets go to D.C.
to face off against Cam Whitmore.
Yeah. Cam Whitmore, John Wall night. Let's make it happen.
Well, he spoke. Well, we didn't know he was going to retire, so you couldn't have planned on John Wall night. Now you can.
Yeah. Now it just means more.
Well, Cam Whitmore was asked about the trade, and he sat down with – I'm missing the name. I'll find it. He sat down with Brandon Scoop B. Robinson, who is – someone on Twitter that has a presence at Scoop B. So there's a full interview, and Cam Whitmore talked about his time with the Rockets, and he talked about defense is how you make it on the floor with the Rockets. And when he was asked about Kevin Durant being a Rocket, he says it'll fit because it's Kevin Durant. But then he immediately leaned into, well, I'm marking that day on the calendar when I get to go against my former team. There's no lock that Cam Whitmore plays heavy minutes in that game because he's Cam Whitmore. First off, don't touch the door. I see the gentleman in the fancy robe and what looks like a cardinal hat. Now that he has it on, I didn't know what it was. We have a guy from St. Arno. He's going to film something with Lance. He was in a robe. I was trying to figure out what type of hat he was wearing. Turns out it's like a cardinal hat. So you guys will see that at some point, John. And the cardinal from St. Arnold, or maybe he's going to be called a bishop or a pope. I don't know, but it's going on out there.
I think it's the saint.
Yeah, but that hat says you are an official of the church.
Yeah, you're a clergy member.
Yeah, so maybe he's the Saint Arnold.
The St. Arnold, a clergy
member. I don't know. Look that up. or don't. It doesn't matter to me.
St. Arnold, a real guy.
That's always the Google.
Everything that comes up is
the beer.
The place.
So you got to figure out the brewing company. So you got to figure out if he was a real person.
He was a priest in a monastery. And he was a German-Dutch Catholic priest in a monastery.
So did he rise to the level where he could wear that, where he could wear that fancy hat? Because I look up St. Arnold, real person.
No, his only picture, he kind of looks like Nosferatu. No disrespect.
The only time I see a St. Arnold with the fancy décolletage is the St. Arnold representing the beer. The actual St. Arnold, I don't see with that stuff. Either way, we got St. Arnold in the building, and you'll see that video at some point. The listener party will be there from 6:30 to 9:30 on Friday, September 5th. We gave away a couple spots with the John and Lance show. We're going to do that throughout the rest of the week. Just listen to the shows throughout the week. You're going to have your chance to join us. Maybe you'll see the saint himself.
He was dressed up as St. Arnold himself. I asked him right here.
Yeah, I figured, because I started to look at their promo material, and it is a person dressed up like that. But the actual saint himself never wore it. Either way, join us if you can and see the saint in person.
Seems like a cool guy.
Does he take pictures in the stuff of people if they show up there?
Do you take pictures with people dressed up?
All the time.
All right.
He's a great guy. He's a saint.
I'm here for the people.
You can hear him in the background. He's here for the people. So September 5th, when we have the party, maybe you get your picture with the saint. That'll be fun, right? When John is badgering you about things because he's drunk, maybe you can kind of wash away the John of it all.
Yeah, you have John Granato on one shoulder, you have St. Arnold on the other.
Both of them telling you to drink beer.
Yeah.
You know, John has his preferences, but that night it'll be about St. Arnold. So we'll have everyone there who can be there. The entire station will be there, from the saint to Lance, Sean, and I, and the rest of the guys here. We're going to all be there in some way, shape, or form, celebrating you guys. The listeners. Okay, now that we're done celebrating John Wall and the saint of Arnold, we will go to break, and we'll hear from Ed Ogeron when we come back, who said some flagrant things in the past. He's Ed Ogeron. We expect it. But this one is a man sitting down in front of a mic doing an interview, and sometimes you're just going to say stuff. It is very complimentary of Arch Manning. I just don't believe a word of it. We'll hear from Ed Ogeron when we come back. But first,
this is ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.